Hey, welcome to Chicago Beer Pass, your all-access guide to all the craft beer events happening in and around Chicago. This week, Nick and I sip on some Goose Island 6-Day and chat about the final events before the new year. Hey, and welcome to the Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And happy holidays, everyone. It's cold, it's dark, and there's Christmas music playing nonstop.
Dude, even when I walked into the building today, I'm hearing, you know, the whole chestnuts on the open fire thing. Yep. Yeah, man, this winter thing, this Christmas thing is really happening, huh?
And we're, you know, we're supporting it right here. We're drinking some Goose Island 6-Day.
Yeah, man. So this is their this year's version of their Christmas ale. And you know how it goes on the 6th day of Christmas. My true love gave to me
a 6-pack of beer.
Yeah, that. And I think it's like 6 Geese-a-Lane or something. I think that's the inspiration behind it. Yeah.
Just works out that it comes in a 6-pack too, right?
I like your version better though. On the 6th day, man, she gave me a 6-pack, man. Yeah, this is good. You know, last year I had their Christmas ale, and I can remember we were on the brew bus going out to Fire Rabbit for some event, and somebody we met at Clybourne, and we got a 6-pack of it, and it was like super sweet all over the place. I just didn't like it at all. Like likes a raisin and all this other shit. I was like, what is this? You know, I didn't like it, but this is good.
Yeah, I'm liking this one better. I think. Yeah, last year it was like the normal Christmas ale, and the year before that it was gone. So it's nice to see them bringing it back and trying something different.
Absolutely, man. So this is 8.3%. This is a brown ale, the base, and then they throw some nice holiday, some holiday ingredients in there for you. You know, the typical holiday ingredients, right?
But it's not overly spiced or anything. It's nice.
Yeah.
It is sweet.
It is sweet. It's definitely, and it's very formidable, 8.5% or 8.3%. And this label is lovely. Yeah, it almost looks like the goose, their standard goose logo, but it's almost like a stained glass version of that.
Right, yeah.
And of course he's rocking his Christmas hat, and it just looks good.
So if you can put down your can of Fistmas and maybe grab a 6-pack of these and give it a try, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be disappointed. This is a good beer.
Well, yeah, I think we had a really fun week. This past week, you were at a couple neat events. One was Goose Island related, so this works out really well. Look at that! I planned this.
It's a good segue, man. Yeah, so I went to an event that it was basically a Goose Island and Macallan pairing at a motorcycle shop.
Oh, okay.
So this was kind of weird, man. I got the you know, they were very skimpy on the details. In fact, I got an email like a day before the event, like, hey, you should probably come to this. We're going to be pouring some special BCS, right? So I'm like, yeah, you know, this is kind of weird. So I went, and it was, I guess the word would be intense, right? It was a very intense situation.
At all the, right. Like, shop or the beer or no, just the overall experience?
I think the beer and scotch lineup.
Okay.
So typically Macallan events are at like Union Station. You know, the dude's got the, you know, that Rhythm Nation headset and he's talking to a whole crowd. That's usually the Macallan events I'm used to.
Okay.
So apparently the guy who does the Macallan tastings is friends with Russell at Goose Island, who's like one of the brand ambassadors, part of their activation team for the events, right? So they decided they both shop at this particular shop called the Isle of Man on North Lincoln Avenue. So basically Isle of Man is a retail space that restores motorcycles in the back.
Oh, cool.
So when you go, it's like it's kind of like Steve McQueen meets Ralph Lauren, right? and they both shop there. So like, well, let's just do the event here, and let's just have this thing where worlds collide, where you got, you know, these 3 Goose beers and these 3 Macallan scotches. So cool. The Macallan scotches were Macallan 15-year, 17-year, and 18-year, and they were paired with Bourbon County Vanilla, Bourbon County Rare, and Bourbon County Coffee from 2012.
All right.
Yeah, so this was a pretty big lineup. And I learned a lot about scotch that day.
Right, are you a scotch drinker?
Well, I'm coming around to it. Right. You know, I know the scotch guy, and he was a really good guy. And he was saying, like, hey, you know, you can taste, you know, notes of apricot and chocolate and the sherry scotch, the 17-year. And, you know, I was just tasting 43% alcohol.
Sure, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not, you know, because I drink beer and I can pick up notes in beer, but not necessarily in scotch. But it was a learning experience as far as I didn't know that, you know, scotch is a whiskey And the definition of scotch is it's a whiskey that was aged in a barrel that held a previous spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, so like all scotches are aged in like either wine barrels or bourbon barrels.
Right.
Which so I didn't know.
All scotch and bourbon is whiskey, but not all bourbon.
That is the saying, right. So yeah, I told the scotches out of order because the 15, which they call their triple cask, scotch is they put it in an American bourbon barrel. Then they take it and put it in an American sherry barrel and then a sherry oak barrel from Spain.
Jeez. Okay.
Right. So it's to call it the triple matured scotch. That's a 15-year. That was paired with vanilla. And then they had the 18-year, which is just straight up sherry oak. Mm-hmm. That's the 18-year. They pair that with the 2012 coffee. And then the Macallan 17, which is aged in bourbon barrels, was paired with Bourbon County Rare.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was cool, man. The 18-year sherry scotch goes for like $175 a bottle.
Oh, wow.
You know, I've never had it. And then I think the one thing that summed up the night was that this guy who was, you know, just a guy in the crowd. There's only like 15 people here. This was a super small event.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask that. Okay.
It was a fundraiser for the Lincoln Park, the Lincoln Park homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. And the one guy was like, dude, this is a unicorn beer for me. He's like, I've never seen it. I knew it existed, but I've never actually seen it. I don't know anyone who's tasted it. So to be able to have rare and vanilla, you know, 3 years after they were made was super cool. And then, like, you know, on a personal note, like, you know, our website, Chicago Beer Geeks, turned 3 years old that same week.
Oh, cool.
And the very first story on our website was about rare and vanilla, you know, and they were saying how, so it was a really special night. You know, I kind of got nostalgic. So it was special because, A, this lineup was pretty intense, but then, B, you know, it was like sentimental value too, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, they were saying about vanilla that vanilla, they used 12 pounds of vanilla per barrel. Okay. And that beer. So they were kind of saying it's something you'll never see again because it was just really difficult because the vanilla left all this resin all over the filters and all over the tanks. Mm-hmm. And it was just a real bitch to clean out.
I could see that.
So,
yeah.
So they were saying like that's probably a reason why you'll never see vanilla again. The 2012 coffee, they decided to go with that one versus 13 because they used like this Honduras blend like La Tugara or something. I'm sure I'm a bit butchering that name. But they said, hey, you know, the flavor was a lot more coffee forward in 12 versus 13. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. Why they went with 12 because of that particular vent. I think the brewers just enjoyed that a little bit more. And then vanilla's vanilla, you know, like that's a pretty amazing beer. And then, and then there's Bourbon County Rare. And then there's Rare. So Rare is a 2008 base, the 2008 Bourbon County Stout. That's the base beer for Bourbon County Rare. They put it in Pappy Van Winkle barrels for 2 years.
Yeah. And that's still tasting pretty good. I had a bottle over the weekend as well. So some friend opened up a bottle. So still tasting pretty good.
Yeah. I thought that it was really unique, man. You know, I can remember it was kind of a throwback to those events where, you know how it is now. We see each other at a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of events lately are kind of repetitive. You know, it's kind of like yeah, there's nothing. You don't really have those what the fuck moments. Like, what is this? You know.
Right.
So it was a throwback to those events that kind of got you into craft beer, and maybe the first really cool event you went to. You know, or kind of when we were at where were we? We were recording. You were doing an episode of the Hopcast.
Oh, at Beer Hop Tank. Oh, Kegs for Kids, right?
Kegs for Kids.
The first one.
Yeah, and it was like you know, they were pouring like Black Biscuit from Founders, and it was like all these beers that the brewery had never made before. And then you had never tried before, and it was just like a really special moment, you know. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminded me of that, you know. Oh, so. Yeah.
And then you're drinking $200 bottles of scotches, so it's like, this is awesome.
Yeah, right. So it was a really cool event, man. A La Man was the name of the place. So scotch and beer event at a motorcycle shop was memorable.
You know? Fun. So you think you're going to try to drink more scotch now, or is it a little... A little pricey to get into, like it's an expensive hobby.
I definitely will be able to tell some cool stories when I do get that bottle of scotch.
Okay.
That'll probably be like, you know, maybe once a year.
Right. It's like, yeah, I think if you're gonna get into scotch or even bourbon, it's like maybe start with like a glass or try something at a bar or something like that.
Exactly. And what they were saying was that, hey, you know, you just get some artisanal water. And then, you know, you take an eye droplet and you drop, you know, a couple droplets in the scotch, And then you can pick up the notes a little bit more, because like if you're just a beer drinker, you know, like me, I primarily drink beer, a little wine every once in a while, but mostly beer. If you go from like a 6 to 10% beverage up to a 43% beverage, you know, a lot of it is, a lot of what is in there is going to get lost on your palate.
I can see that. I think that kind of happens when you go to sour beers too. It just, you know, it just destroys your palate, and it takes you a while before you're like, oh, I can taste something besides the alcohol or the sour. Yeah.
And, you know, overall, man, the one thing that I really dug about this event was that it really bridged the gap between, it brought bourbon and beer closer together, you know, or bourbon and spirits, you know, bourbon and whiskey and scotch. It brought those worlds closer together, because we, we've all been exposed to, you know, well, Pappy Van Winkle is, you know, one of the, you know, one of the most prestigious bourbons on the planet. And then Goose, you know, takes their number one stout and puts it in that barrel. So we've all, and then there's a lot of bourbon barrel programs nowadays, you know. So we've all been exposed to that world. And this, I think, kind of brought those worlds closer together.
Yeah, cool.
You know, and that, that's the thing I like most about it, because it's like, hey, you know, I will explore Scotch a little bit more, you know. And, you know, one more thing, and not to go on and on about it, what they were saying was that, you know, they actually, they get these fresh barrels, and then they make bourbon and put it in this barrel.
Oh, okay.
And then they make, you know, a sherry wine and put it in this barrel, and then let it sit in the barrel for like 3 years, and then they use that barrel and fill it with the Scotch.
Oh, neat. So they do have their own line of bourbons and sherries.
Exactly. And they don't even, and they don't even sell that stuff. Oh. They just do it to season the barrel.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
So it was, you know, it was a fun story, you know, and that, you know, that's the cool part. It was a fun story, and it was a really good time.
Well, another fun event this weekend that we both were at was the release of Big Hugs at Half Acre. It was their, it's their seasonal release. It comes out usually a week or two before Christmas, and it's their Russian Imperial Stout. Is it Russian Imperial Stout or just Imperial Stout brewed with coffee? Yeah. Maybe not Russian Imperial, just Imperial Stout.
Maybe just Imperial.
Yeah. It's a big beer.
Like 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's made with dark matter coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the guys at Goose like to use Intelligentsia. These the Half Acre guys like to use use dark matter.
Mm-hmm. And then yeah, most of the coffee that went in there, they do pour overs for all. So it's like, what, I forget what number he said, but it's like 6,000 pour overs to go into this beer. It's like insane amount of like, just, you know, crafting this coffee that they want perfect to go into this beer versus just like brew this coffee and dump it in. You know, they're taking the coffee serious and they're taking the beer serious.
This is my first Big Hugs release.
Oh, okay.
But I really like it because it's such a Chicago thing. You know, we're a cold weather town. And like you said, here we are, you know, we got an event that, you know, there had to be at least like, I would say 250 or maybe even more people lined up outside of Half Acre, you know, around the corner behind Wild Goose, all the way down to the alley on the next street. And they were all there for this release, you know, this big Imperial Stout that's released in the middle of the winter. And it's, you know, it's a local beer that uses local coffee. And it's, you know, when we're not drinking beers like Half Acre, we're probably drinking Dark Matter. And you know what I like of Dark Matter is that bomber of cold.
Oh, they're Chocolate City?
Yeah, Chocolate City. Yeah, it's a bomber of coffee, 22-ounce bomber of a cold coffee you can get right on a shelf. It's perfect in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I really like that for being like a really cool Chicago experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Big Hugs Day, man.
Yeah, so 11 o'clock, Half Acre opens up. There's people lined up probably before 10. I got there like right at 11, which if you're going to do this, do that. Get there at 11 because they basically break it up into two lines. There's a cash line and a credit line.
Agreed.
Yeah. And bring cash because the donuts and coffee are in the cash line.
Yeah. Donuts, the coffee. Yeah, there were, even this year they had like biscuits, like cheddar biscuits. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the cash line was just, it was rolling. This was a really good event because the lines, it didn't take you very long to get what you needed.
Right. I think Gabe really wants to put on an event that, you know, gets people through these lines quickly. You know, he doesn't want to have this big party and complaints outside about this event. So he wants it smoothly and just kind of get in and get your beer and go to the tap room afterwards or head home.
Absolutely. Yeah, their tap room's great. I got my full allotment. I got 6 bottles. And then I got a couple of glasses.
Nice.
And then I got Heyoka, which is their Imperial IPA, their winter IPA.
Right, that they just canned recently. So.
Yeah, like they just canned it, and I think it's coming out this week. So we might have got like a little sneak peek by a few days. You know, people who were there had a chance to buy it.
Cool.
And one thing, I ran into Raj like right before I left, and one thing he was saying was that, you know, basically that Heyoka, if I'm saying that right.
Okay.
It's got a it's got a great label on it.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is their answer to Akari Shogun. Akari Shogun is their summer
wheat.
Is their summer American wheat ale. So this is a winter IPA, you know, like 6.78%. So they stopped making Akari Shogun, and then they make this beer. This is a winter IPA. So they're working on, in comparison to what they've done in the past, they've got more of an agile strategy with regards to seasonal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like they'll turn down the volume on beers like Gossamer, for example, and then make Akari in the summer, and then make this beer in the winter.
Okay.
So yeah, those guys, Half Acre, those guys are cool. You know?
Yeah, they were good. And I know the Big Hugs doesn't sell out usually that day either. Usually you can get it the next day, and sometimes it creeps into a third day, but I think usually it's gone by day two.
Yeah, they were saying that they might get, just based on the people in line, I assume that, you know, Big Hugs might not even make it to stores. I'm like, well, shit, there's a lot of people here,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. And so they were saying that, you know, there might be 70 or so cases of the actual bottles that go out to the entire city.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And, you know, you might find some on draft, but the majority of it, you know, you got to go to Big Hugs Day to get it. And did you get a chance to try it when you were there?
Yeah, you know, they're giving out samples. I know what Kate is walking up and down the line, handing stuff out, and then you get up to the growler fill area, and they're giving you samples. It's like, oh, all right.
I've always wanted to know what her name was. Yeah. Man, she's awesome. Yeah, so I what I liked about Big Hugs, man, was that you know, it was almost like bitter chocolate, like a baker's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like, you know, big and sweet. You know, it was almost dry for a stout.
Okay, yeah.
Which I liked.
I think yeah, the coffee goes well with it. It's not a punch in the face of coffee.
Yes,
it's just like it's there. It's a coffee stout. I think Jesse from Dark Matter, he thinks they used a different blend of coffee this year, and he's thinking they might hold up better over time. So if you are thinking about saving them and selling them, it may hold up a little better than last year's.
And we should talk about this label, this year's label.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. They always do the big cat, and he's doing something crazy. This year he's hugging dinosaurs. Basically, is the extinction of dinosaurs was because of Big Hugs.
Right. Yeah, it's super fun. And then, you know, once you get the bottle, you get a surprise underneath, because when you get the bottle, you get the this year's 2013, you know, Big Hugs label. And then there's another label underneath.
Right. You peel it back and you get to see like the cat hugging all the different dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That's the first time I think I've seen that.
Never seen it.
So basically the label is a sticker. If you peel it off, you could put it up somewhere because it'd be a sticker then.
Yeah, I totally put mine on my MacBook Pro.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. It's looking good too. I'm very excited about it because I wanted to get the poster, but I didn't get the poster.
Okay.
I'm like, man, I'm going to go over my budget here. I need to get this Heyoka, get these bottles of Big Hugs, and then get the hell out of here before I, you know.
Spend all my money and I'm
all
drunk.
My money on fucking Sunday morning at Half Acre. Impulse buys at Half Acre will get you in trouble.
Right. Basically, they're giving you 10% stout. And then having all this cool stuff for you to buy, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, and yeah, man. Shout out to Dark Matter because they've got their growlers were like they had a very cool design. It was you know, this big tin growler that just looked really nice. It was just a nice growler.
I missed that.
Yeah, it's like it was right before you got your allotment of Big Hugs. They were doing growler fills of the coffee.
Oh, okay.
And they're it was very stylish. It looked great. I hadn't seen anything like that before.
Cool.
So,
yeah, fun event. I think that was our week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big,
that was
big beers.
Big beers.
Well, let's chat about this week and kind of this is gonna be our last episode for the year. So maybe we'll see what else is on the horizon for the rest of the year. And then we got a couple nice things this week.
I don't want it to end, man. This is the last one for the year?
I think so. You know, we got Christmas next week and then New Year's and then we'll be back at it.
Okay. All right. As long as we're back at it, yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah. Well, so what? Thursday, we got three events going on.
Mm-hmm.
One, we got over at Bangers and Lace.
Okay.
Uni Annie is doing an event for their Air Our Grievances. And they'll have their Maya and Less is More. And yeah, it's just a great event to try some of the Uniani beers if you haven't seen them yet.
I would be one of those guys who haven't had them yet. I mean, I had it at Belgian Fest, but it was at that point in the fest where you're really kind of too far gone to really appreciate it.
Okay.
Where you probably should have left before you had that one. It was at that point in the fest, so I'd be one of those guys who haven't tried them yet. You know, I know I met Jerry Nelson a couple times. He seems like a cool guy, and I'd like to try his beers. That sounds like a fun event.
And his place is right over here from where we record, so we should just go and record at his brewery one day.
And get him on, yeah. You know, get him on and talk to him. Because I'd like to know more about what they're doing over there. So that's Thursday.
Yep.
And that's at Bangers and Lace. Thursday, also this Thursday, is the Gringolandia event for Fire Rabbit. I know we talked about this in our last episode a little bit. This is at a spot called Dusik's Cellar down in Pilsen, right? So Gringolandia is the launch event for two of Five Rabbit's new beers. They've got a Pils and a Porter. The Pils is the Super Pils, and the Porter is the Fabuloso Porter.
Oh, yeah.
So this event is going to be at 1227 West 18th Street at Dusik's Beer Cellar. And, all of Five Rabbit will be on hand there. So that should be a good time, you know, to check out the Five Rabbit crew.
Nice. Then also Thursday, at Beer House Chicago in Lombard is the Chicagoland Brewery Tap Takeover. And it's one of your chances to try beers. I don't know if Uniani is going to be there, but other new breweries that you haven't been able to try, like Flesk is going to be there. I think Beguile, just all these new Chicagoland breweries just on tap there.
Yeah, man, your 18th Streets or your Church Streets, you know, your Spitefuls, like all those guys. All those guys that like you probably didn't get to the bar in time to catch their beer because you know, they only brought a keg or two and it blew, mm-hmm. or it's one of those guys, one of those crews that makes a beer and it comes in a bomber. It's at Benny's, but then if you didn't go like the week it was released, you missed it. Like yeah. Those kind of crews, they'll all be at this party.
And it's a good chance too if you live out in the suburbs, and don't make it in the city very often, or just aren't at one of the places that carry some of these beers to go try these.
Absolutely, man. So that's Thursday. And then Friday, December 20th, we got the Winter War at Local Option.
This sounds crazy.
Local Option, man. I mean, I love those guys, man. You know, Alex and Alexi and Tony and, you know, and the whole crew. Their events always start at 3 p.m., you mm-hmm. know, which, okay. you know. And then and they bring the pain with their tap list, man. There's really no other way to really talk about it. You know, their tap lists are ridiculous. It's, yeah. So every time you go, you'll probably find a beer that you've never heard of before. Okay. You know, they do a good job of that kind of thing. So this is Winter War. This starts at 3 p.m. on Friday the 20th. And then just to give you a quick snapshot, there's like 30 or 40 beers here on this list. They will have every bottle of this year's Bourbon County variants available for purchase.
Nice.
Okay. So that's including, you know, the Backyard Rye, the barley wine, coffee, and then the coconut.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they've got beers like they got a beer from Hill Farmstead. They've got the Pipeworks Cherry Truffle Abduction, and then I almost don't want to say this, but they got Cherry Rye.
All right, Mom.
They got Cherry Rye on draft.
Crazy. So that's a good way to kick off. I think most people are probably off all next week, or a lot of people are taking off. So get out of work early and head over to Local Option.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a ridiculous tap list. So, yeah, that's going to be Friday the 20th at 3 p.m. at Local Option.
Nice. And then Saturday the 21st, you had an event you came across about at Jerry's. Jerry's mm-hmm. always puts on pretty nice events.
Yeah, man. You know, Chris Coons, who's the bar buyer. He buys all the bars there.
Bars in the city. Yeah.
He buys all the bars in the city. Man, he buys beer when he's not doing that. He buys beer for the good folks over at Jerry Sandwiches. So what they're doing is an event called Yippee-ki-yay. They're doing a good job of doing a lot of events lately, first of all. But then they're doing a lot of beer and movie pairings.
Okay.
You know, they did Spinal Tap a couple weeks ago, And this event is...
they got the little stage back there where they have bands play.
Exactly. I went to hip-hop karaoke there one night.
Oh, wow.
It was cool because the DJ had like these... his turntables had like the PBR. He had PBR turntables.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. Oh, so it's like a live venue. And it's also like a full kitchen and a bar. So when you go in, you know, there's a space over here where you can do live music or watch movies. And then there's the bar that sits right to the side of that. So it's a nice space. Mm-hmm. So... Jerry's in Wicker Park is doing what's called Yippee-Ki-Yay Gizmo. Yippee-Ki-Yay Gizmo is a beer and movie pairing. There will be two movies playing. Die Hard at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Gremlins at midnight.
All right. So two great Christmas movies right there.
Timeless. Timeless Christmas movies. The tap list is short and sweet, but, you know, it packs a punch. So you got Bourbon County Stout, The Abyss from The Shoes, Big Hugs, mm-hmm. Surly Darkness, and Abraxas from Perennial.
Christ.
Okay. Shit.
So you'll probably be asleep by that second movie.
That's just 6 o'clock at Jerry's, man.
Wow.
I like that place. Jerry's is cool.
Yeah, I think we almost end up ordering from Jerry's at least every weekend or every other weekend. We pick up some sandwiches from there. Yeah. And then Sunday at Reggie's, every brewery is going to be there, right?
And it feels like every brewery... in town is going to be at this thing.
Along with Dark Matter.
So this is the...
The event's called the End of Everything Craft Beer Fest.
The End of Everything. The guys over at Solidarity, man, celebrating the hardcore and craft beer. They got a doozy on their hands for this one, man. So this is bands, beer, food, and mayhem.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's tickets, and you get 10 5-ounce pours of beers from Three Floyds, Dark Horse, Stone, Uniani, Ailman, Surly, The Shoes, Half Acre, Two Brothers. Yeah, this list is too long. I'm just gonna hit Salmo with it's a big list.
Yeah, man. This is their basically their winter solstice event. It's at Reggie's, which is, you haven't been to Reggie's, you should go. It's right in the South Loop. It's a live music venue. They've also got a record shop on like the third floor. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, they got that great outdoor space that runs right by the L where you can play basketball.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I've never been in an outdoor space.
Reggie's is a nice space. They got Crime and Punishment on draft from Stone. And I know those are the barrel-aged versions of Arrogant Bastard, what they used... like habanero peppers in the barrels. Yeah.
And they got bands playing. I think the one, Wild Jesus and the Devil's Lettuce, is Dark Matter's band.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, there are two bands. Yeah.
Well, there's 5 or 6 bands here.
That's going to be good, man. Greenbush, Ballast Point, Revolution, Solemn Oath, just to name a few. There's going to be a lot of breweries there and a lot of really good beer. And that's going to be Sunday, 2 o'clock. At Reggie's in the South Loop.
Oh, man. I don't know what I have planned, but I got a ticket. I was given a ticket, so I think I should just stop by. For a minute, right?
We got to, the people want to know. When we come back on next year, the people are going to want to know what happened at Reggie's.
If we survived. That's cool. That kind of wraps up the week. What about any New Year's plans? You could do anything?
Man, I got two things I'm leaning towards doing. I'm totally ditching work that day. I'm not going to work. Right. I've decided that. I think I want to go hit
up. Do they know this? Are you breaking news on here?
Breaking news. I won't be at work on New Year's Eve. No, took a PTO for New Year's Eve. So I'm going to chill if nothing. But then I think I'm going to, I'm going to hit two Chicago breweries, Chicagoland breweries. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit, I haven't been to 18th Street yet. Okay. They opened recently out in Indiana.
Yeah.
So that's one of the newest breweries in Chicago. And then later that night at Goose Island, they're having a New Year's Eve event. So I might just hit Chicago's oldest brewery at night.
Is that a Claiborne?
Wrigley.
Wrigley, okay.
Wrigley, yeah.
Wrigley on New Year's Eve?
Wacky.
You're a brave man.
Dude, I haven't been there since the Hawks won the title. And then that day when the Hawks won the title, it was like... they had the horses and the cops on the street and the barricades standing up. And then they were kind of telling people, don't you come in the street. And then everybody on Wrigley, everybody on the street, just all at once, it seemed like, just threw the barricades over.
Oh, wow.
It's just like, they do what they want up there. Yeah.
New Year's Eve, I think I'm going to go to Double Door Mukapaza's plan.
Oh, right on.
So that's not bad. And right from my house, so it makes it easy to get home. And we saw Mukapaza last year on New Year's, and it's a blast, you know, just dancing, drinking. It's good.
Right on. So they play, what kind of music do they play?
They play like a... like marching band music. Yes. Kind of stuff. So they usually have like 30 people in the band. There's cheerleaders.
Oh, nice.
There's like a couple trombone player. Yeah. It's
I do like those kind of bands, man. My favorite story about the Double Door was that they said that the Rolling Stones, this was in like the early 90s or the late 80s, mm-hmm. the Rolling Stones were playing at Soldier Field. But like the Tuesday before the show, they assumed the name of like some random band, you know, like Jim and the Bucketheads or something okay. or whatever, right? And then so you go, if you pay $10 to go see Jim and the Bucketheads, it was really the Rolling Stones that stage like 2 days before they did their show at Soldier Field.
There was some people that were there probably all the time, just drunks at the bar, like, oh yeah, I saw the Rolling Stones. I just come here every Tuesday.
Look, yeah. I came to Double Door and saw the Rolling Stones. Yeah. It's nothing.
I was kind of pissed. I thought it was Jim and the Bucketheads.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is episode 13, last one of the year. It's a good episode. I feel like it's a solid one to close out the year.
Lucky number 13.
Yeah.
I think we finished 2013 strong, man.
Yeah, 2013, episode 13. Perfect.
There it is.
Well, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they find you or reach out?
Goddamn, who am I? I'm at Nicosio on Twitter, man.
Nice. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at BRad. And you follow the show on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And we're on, you can go to the website, chicagobeerpass.com. There's a link to shows there, a link to iTunes. Leave us a review, you know, do us a New Year's favor and leave us a review. It helps. Yeah. Helps out, you know, gets us up in the ratings. It's always good.
Yeah, and we love to hear from you guys as well. You
know? And we got a Facebook page, right? At Chicago or / Chicago Beer Pass.
Yes.
So like us there. We're posting links to episodes, photos from events. Cool. Well, that does it. Thanks for listening.
Happy holidays, guys.